What's up, everyone? It's Andrew Bermudez, co-founder and CEO of Digzy. If you want to double in more commercial real estate deals, go to getdigzy.com and list your properties there. I'm going to share some information today about how to get a prospect, whether it's a landlord or whether it's a tenant or a buyer, to respond to you. So reply to your emails. The beauty about email is that when you're cold calling, for example, you are locked in on a one-to-one relationship. You can only make one call at a time. And statistically, if you want to get a call back, you got to call 100 people. It takes a lot of time and energy. However, with email, you can actually do a mail merge and email multiple people. But to get them to reply, there's two things in there. It's, you know, getting them to open the email and then having content in the body of the email that is compelling enough to deserve a response. Now, in this video, we're going to talk about getting them to open your email. And here's some interesting stats. About 50%, so 50, of recipients of an email decide to open the email based on the subject line alone, so just the subject. And 69%, so almost 70% of recipients, without opening the email, decide whether to mark that email as spam. So as you can see, it's extremely important that you have the right subject line. So I'm gonna give you a couple of hacks based on data. So can't think of a subject line? Don't put one in there, just leave it blank. Actually, just having a blank subject line creates so much curiosity that it increases your open rate by 8%. So eight. The other thing too, that actually makes it jump up significantly, more than double, is putting the person's name in the subject line. So let's say you're sending an email to John Doe, you put in the subject line John Doe. And to make it a little bit more contextual, you can put John Doe, comma, space, and their company name. So John Doe, ABC Real Estate, or ABC Company. And that alone is going to get you an increase in the open rate of 26%. Pretty cool, huh? So get them to open the email first. I'll be sharing some tips later, so stay tuned, about what to actually put inside the email to do that. But your first step is getting them to open the email and go to town on that. Leave it blank if you can't think of one, or include the name of the person and their company name. Ciao.